For the best pregame show anywhere, with the Air Show with Mr. Michael, Mark Antonini, The Stash, and Ray. Let's send it down to the first base dugout for the Air Show.
What's up, Iron Birds fans? My name is Michael Mark Antonini. He's Ray Atkinson. Yes, this is the best pregame show in all of minor league baseball. Well, the Birds and Cyclones are getting set for game four of a six-game series here on a nice Friday night in Aberdeen. Well, Ray, it was a little rainy and gray earlier in the day, but still a little gray, but not rainy, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah, I'll take gray over rainy any day. And, yeah, it's definitely great weather for baseball as of right now. It's good to go.
Well, the Birds are coming off an exciting win last night, 4-3 in 10 innings, their third walk-off win of the season, their second over the last 3 days of this series. And Ray, the man who finished it off last night, Creed Williams, we'll talk more about him later, but he finished things off with the two-run single in the bottom of the 10th. How about that?
Yeah, there was only one way to describe this entire series in general, but yeah, last night's game as well, riveting, because it's just super exciting baseball the Iron Birds are playing right now against the Brooklyn Cyclones. This series has been really fun to watch.
So Creed brought...
Both of our mics died.
All right.
right, they're done. Oh, there we go, there we go. All right, so Creed brought home the tying and winning runs of the 10th last night, but it was a team effort for the Birds. The pitching was excellent. 10 innings of three runs, only two earned, with 11 strikeouts from Trace Bright, Cameron Weston in his Iron Birds debut, and Reese Sharp. So the pitching was fantastic. But, Ray, I really want to talk about the defense last. The defense was on fire. Dylan Beavers robbed a potential two-run home run in the fifth inning. Luis Valdez threw out a runner at the plate in the fourth and also made a game-saving diving catch in the 10th. And Toby Welk made a couple big plays in left field as well. So the defense was on fire.
Yeah, to all the season seat members that were here last night, what did you all think about that Dylan Beavers catch in right field to rob that home run over the fence? Was it good? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, am I right? Let's hear those cowbells for Dylan Beavers. That was some stellar defense last night.
It was pretty sweet. Dylan was flashing the gold glove leather out and right. And I know I said more on Creed in a minute, so let's get to talking about Creed Williams, the man who brought home the tying and winning runs last night for the walk-off win. Let's take a look at what he has done this season overall. In 44 games between Delmarva and Aberdeen, Creed's posted a 952 OPS and 17 extra base hits. Impressive numbers there. And he's getting it done on the defensive side of things, too, showing off his arm behind the plate. He's got a 32.1% caught stealing rate this year. Just any way you look at it, those are impressive numbers.
In the minor leagues with the pitch clock and all the stolen bases that have increased, that's one of the more important statistics, is how well you can throw out base runners. And Creed Williams has been getting it done behind the plate. Everything is permitted, or in this case, stolen bases are not permitted with Creed Williams, if anybody plays Assassin's Creed.
Well, and Creed, with the Ironbirds in his short time since coming up from Delmarva, 3 homers, 9 RBIs, 2 of those RBIs last night. Well, Creed continues to get it done. The rest of the Ironbirds continue to get it done here late in the first half as they're playing some good baseball. Before we get to the keys of the game, I'm going to throw it to our guy, Stash. Stash, let everybody know what's going on tonight and the rest of this series, my man.
How are we doing out there tonight? Oh, come on now. It is a beautiful night at the ballpark. Who's ready for some Decoys baseball? Absolutely. The boys have been giving us a lot to cheer about lately, and they plan on doing that again tonight. But while they are not on the field, we're going to keep the stadium rocking and rolling, as we always do with some games in between the innings. If you like these jerseys, by the way, they are already up for auction. You have until Thursday to buy them. So make sure that you are online purchasing these jerseys, because they look good and they will not last long. Then we got fireworks tonight, fireworks tomorrow, teachers appreciation tomorrow, and Stash Day. Who's going to be here for Stash Day? Let me hear if you're going to be here Sunday.
I will.
Fantastic. I know you guys will. Back to you, Mike and Ray.
All right, Stash, we appreciate it, my man. Well, Ray, it's mid-June, so it's hitting season, but the boys look like they're ready for hunting season tonight with these jerseys. Playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. Let's get to the keys to the game. First, let's keep the vibe alive, that walk-off vibe from the last night, two of the last three nights, actually. Birds looking to keep that going. And the second key to the game, Ray, win the walk battle. Now, the Iron Birds have worked the most walks of any team in the South Atlantic League this year, finding ways to get on base and really wearing down opposing pitchers. But Tyler Stewart, the starter for Brooklyn tonight, just an 8.5% walk rate. So something's got to give. Birds looking to win the walk battle.
The unstoppable force meets the unwalkable object. So we're going to see what's going to happen here tonight at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. But walking, getting on base, key for the Iron Birds with their stolen base percentage. It's going to be a wild one tonight. I can feel it.
Should be a really fun game. Birds looking to take the first three of the first four here in this series against Brooklyn in game four of this six-game set. He's Ray Atkinson. We heard from Stash. I'm Michael Marcantonini. Thanks for tuning into the Air Show. Coming up on the broadcast at 7:05.
Let's fly. We'll be right back.
All right, Iron Birds, let's hear it for our universe first pitcher of the night. Tonight, getting on the mound is Loria Gavelli, assistant principal of Swan Creek. Let me hear you out there. What a way to start your summer break, Lorian. All right, Lorian, whenever you're ready, let her rip. And it reached the plate. Let me hear it one more time for Lorian. Thank you so much for getting us started tonight.
Please direct your attention to the first base side. They're hard to miss as we announce our co-pilots for tonight's game. If your team is interested in becoming the co-pilots for a game, visit Ticket Services to find out more. But tonight, we welcome the Swan Creek students. Welcome to Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. We're glad to have you. It's now time to welcome the coaches for the decoys. The decoys are managed by Roberto Mercado, hitting coach Zach Cole, pitching coach Austin Miney, fundamentals coach Chase Sebi, development coach Billy Facto, strength and conditioning coach Chris Frosch, athletic trainer Tori Atencio, assistant athletic trainer Riley Sanders, clubhouse manager Ross Stovall, and technology coordinator Cal Christensen. It's now time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Brooklyn Cyclones, as announced by manager Chris Newell. Leading off, the center fielder, number 25, Alex Ramirez. Batting second, the catcher, number 11, Kevin Parada. Batting third, the third baseman, number 26, William Lugo. Batting cleanup, the left fielder, number 20, Omar De Los Santos. Batting fifth, the second baseman, number 10, DeAndre Smith. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 8, Scott Ota. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 18, Chase Estep. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 48, Eduardo Salazar. Batting ninth, the shortstop, number 1, Cesar Verbesi. Starting for the Brooklyn Cyclones is number 19, Tyler Stewart. All right, Decoys fans, it's time to introduce your hometown lineup presented by Beacon Staffing. The Decoys are managed by Roberto Mercado. Batting first, the second baseman, number 16, Max Wagner. Batting second, the catcher, number 29, Creed Willems. Batting third, the center fielder, number 6, Judd Fabian. Batting cleanup, the first baseman, number 28, Jacob Teeter. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 21, Frederick Ben-Cosme. Batting sixth, the third baseman, number 37, Isaac De Leon. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 15, Toby Welk. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 2, Maxwell Costas. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 65, Luis Valdez. Starting for the decoys is number 30, Ryan Long. Let Beacon Staffing be the next member of your starting lineup. Tonight's game time is 7:05. It is 72 degrees.
It's another great night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set to play game four of a six-game set between the home Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Brooklyn Cyclones. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Game four of six this week between Aberdeen and Brooklyn as the Birds look to win three of the first four of this series. Birds got a 4-3 walk-off win in the bottom of the 10th inning last night, their second walk-off win of the series. It's been a really close series between these teams this week, as each game has been decided by just one run. Birds with a one-run win on Tuesday and then last night, and the Cyclones with a win in Game 2 of the series on Wednesday. Well, we are just a few minutes away from first pitch here between Brooklyn and Aberdeen, but before I get to the starting lineups and the pitching matchup for tonight's game, I'm going to play an interview with pitching coach Austin Miney. Talk to Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney before the game yesterday, and had a chance to chat with him about a bunch of different things, and including his first season in the Orioles organization, what it's meant to him that so many of his pitchers have been honored with monthly awards both in the Orioles minor league system and by the South Atlantic League. So you're going to hear Austin talk about a variety of different topics in this interview. So I'm going to play that, and then we'll get to the starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup in tonight's game. So keep it locked right here. Here's my conversation from earlier with Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney. Michael Mark Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds Radio Network. I'm here with Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney. Austin, thanks for taking the time today. And the first thing I want to ask you about is all the guys that have won monthly awards so far for the Ironbirds this season on the pitching side. This is your first season as Ironbirds pitching coach, and in two full months of the season, Gene Pinto and Jake Lyons have both won Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Month for April and May, respectively, and Alex Pham won South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Month for May. How does it feel to see your guys winning awards like that?
Well, man, first, it's great to be on here. You really appreciate the opportunity to share this success of our guys with the Orioles fan base. It's awesome. And first I want to just tons of credit to these young men, fantastic workers, and all the credit goes to them. And secondly, all of our support staff, athletic training, our strength conditioning coaches, really kind of like the Orioles organization as a whole. Like, we pride ourselves on being growth minded and collaboration. And it's really awesome to see, these guys be able to use all the resources that they have, within the organization here to really go out there and be at their best whenever they take the ball.
Growth and development are two of the biggest words used throughout minor league baseball, and the goal is to get these guys to the next level and beyond. Almost halfway through the season at this point, how have your pitchers specifically grown and improved as pitchers this season?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Within these first 2 months of the season, some of our main goals coming out of spring training, one is to increase our workload. Obviously, we are still building workload for these guys as starting pitchers or tandem pitchers. So coming out of spring training, they're throwing more innings and more pitches. And kind of how we tie that in with development is making sure that these guys' routines are really, really sound. And we make sure that we can have opportune amount of development reps within the week in our bullpens, side sessions, daily catch, I mean, if you were to come out and watch our pitchers train and, you know, go through their work on a daily basis, you'd see guys who are very focused on what they're doing, very sound in their routines, and a lot of tight feedback loops for players to utilize to their advantage and, you know, use that as feedback for how to get better and how to improve their skill sets.
We've seen a lot of these Ironbirds pitchers this season put up career-high strikeout totals, career-high in innings in specific outings, but sometimes it's not always the best outing for these guys, but there's always positives to take away from that. As a professional baseball pitching coach, how do you define success?
That's a really good question. Success, and specifically, you know, for us, you know, success is going to be looking at our process, and you know, success is not just defined by the box score, but in, you know, really attaining and, you know, striving towards, you know, the skill sets and the things that these pitchers need to get better at to, you know, hopefully move on to levels beyond this. So success here at this level can look a lot of different ways. One of those ways can be in, you know, being uncomfortable and trying new things, if that's developing a new pitch type or attacking hitters in a different way. And, you know, really having the courage to be open to failure. Like, that's a huge success for us. We want our guys to be open to failure and to know that it is part of the process, and development is not always linear, and you can't always expect the results to be linear. But at the end of the day, if we can raise the ceiling and we can raise the floor of these guys, then there's always something positive to bring out of every outing.
This is your first season coaching in the Baltimore Orioles organization. You came over to the Orioles organization after 2 years as the pitching coach and coordinator at the University of Charlotte. What are the biggest differences moving from college ball to pro ball?
We play a lot more games here. Play a lot more games, play every single day. There's some pretty significant differences between the college game and the professional game. You know, in the college game, you are judged primarily on wins and losses, which is a great thing. It's one of the great things about college baseball is, you know, every inning, every batter, every pitch has a certain weight and a feel to it. Now on the professional side, that doesn't mean those things aren't true. It means that we have a very long season, and ultimately we aren't looking to make or to develop the best high A pitchers in all the country. We're looking to develop major league pitchers, and with that we have to be more open to failure, and we have to be systematic with kind of what buttons we press and you know, how we can keep these guys healthy and keep them at their best, and really watch them push the needle throughout 140 plus game season.
One more for you. What's your favorite part about being a professional baseball pitching coach?
Favorite part, man, like, you get to be with these guys every single day. I mean, it's truly every single day. You get to be with them in an exciting part of their lives. You have a very diverse clubhouse as far as, you know, age and you know, where these players come from, and there's just a ton of different stories. And each guy has a very different story, and it's amazing. And just 2 months into the season to build relationships and just get to see how big the game is and how great a place the game of baseball really is in today's world.
Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney joining me on the Ironbirds pregame show. Austin, thanks so much for the time, man.
Appreciate you having me.
Well, that's my conversation with Ironbirds pitching coach Austin Miney from earlier, and it was a really fun conversation with Austin. First time that I had the chance to talk with Austin at length for an interview this season, and he gave some great answers. I'll talk about it through tonight's broadcast, but for the time being, the Ironbirds are ready to take flight. They are out on the field. The Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. Talk about the significance of that and, you know, what the jerseys that they are wearing tonight look like. Talk about that on the flip side of the national anthem. But it's the Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys going up against the Brooklyn Cyclones in Game 4 of a 6-game series. Take a quick pause for the national anthem and then get you the starting lineups and the pitching matchup in tonight's game. First pitch coming up at 7:05. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Really nice rendition of the national anthem here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Mark Cantinini back with you on the broadcast. Getting set for game 4 of 6 this week between the Cyclones and the Birds, who are playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. Well, the Birds enter tonight's game 30-29 on the season with a plus 40 run differential. Birds in fourth place in the South Atlantic League North Division with 4.5 games of ground to make up in a short amount of time if they want to stay in it. The Cyclones sit at 25-34 on the season, 9.5 games out of first place, in last in the North Division. They have a minus 21 run differential. So those are the records for the respective clubs. Well, Ryan Long, tonight's starter for the Birds slash Decoys, is out on the mound getting ready with his warm-up tosses. And while he throws his warm-up tosses, get you the Decoys lineup for tonight's game. Leading off at second base, Max Wagner. Batting second, the catcher, Creed Willems. Judd Fabian's in center field. He bats third. Jacob Teeter over at first base, batting fourth. Frederick Benkosme is the shortstop in the five hole. Isaac De Leon over at third base, batting sixth. Toby Welks in left field. He bats seventh. Maxwell Costas is the designated hitter in the eight hole. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the right fielder, Luis Valdez. Behind Ryan Long, who's making his 12th appearance, third start of the season. And he will go up against this lineup for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Leading off in center field, Alex Ramirez. Batting second, the catcher, Kevin Parada. William Lugo over at third base in the three-hole. Omar De Los Santos bats fourth. He's in left field. DeAndre Smith is the five-hole hitter. He's at second base. The right fielder, Scott Oda, bats sixth. Chase Estep in the seven-hole. He's the designated hitter. Eduardo Salazar batting eighth at first base. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the shortstop, Cesar Berbessi. Behind right-hander Tyler Stewart, who's making his 11th start of the season for Brooklyn. So a pair of young right-handers going at it tonight. Tough task for the Birds. Stewart has been one of the best pitchers in the South Atlantic League and all of minor league baseball this season. But Ryan Long has been excellent as well. So should be a good one on the pitching side of things. We are just about set for baseball here in Aberdeen. It's the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Aberdeen Ironbirds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. Talk about the significance of that and what these jerseys look like throughout the game. But it is a themed jersey night here in Aberdeen on a nice Friday night for a ball game. Long ready to go. His first pitch is fouled back. Alex Ramirez quickly down in the count, 0-1, and we are underway in the Dean. So it's Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, and William Lugo, the top three in the Brooklyn order. As Long readies his second pitch of the night. Here it is, slider off the plate, and that misses for a ball, 1-1. Long is 6'6", right-hander in his third professional season, just 23 years old. 12th appearance, third start of the season for Long. 1-1, fastball catches the outer part of the plate. It's 1-2. Long enters tonight's game with a 2.38 ERA, just 11 earned runs and 41 2/3 this season. 52 strikeouts, 13 walks. Readies the 1-2, that's high. Count even at 2-2. Long throws four pitches. He's got a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. So plenty to work with in his arsenal. Looking for the first out of the night. 2-2, fouled away. First base side out of play. Just underway in Aberdeen. In game four of this six-game set. Each of the first three games of this series has been decided by one run. Walk-off wins for the Birds in the series opener on Tuesday night and last night. 2-2 from Long, breaking ball ripped into left field past the shortstop Benkosme. And it's a leadoff single for Alex Ramirez. He continues to be a tough out in the leadoff spot. Taking a look at what he's done in his first at-bat of the night in the four games this series. He has reached safely in three of them, including the last three games. A leadoff single, and that brings up Kevin Parada, who had a two-run home run taken away from him last night in the fifth inning by Ironbirds right fielder Dylan Beavers. Beavers went up for one and took away a two-run shot for the final out of the top of the fifth. And that was a huge play in the game. Helped the Ironbirds come out with a win. Parada swings at the first pitch, pops it up behind home plate. It's 0-1. Defensively for the Birds in this one, Creed Willems is behind the plate. Isaac De Leon at third base. Frederick Benkosme is the shortstop. Max Wagner at second and Jacob Teeter at first. In the outfield, Toby Welk playing left. Judd Fabian's in center and Luis Valdez in right. Long readies his 0-1. Here it is, swing and a miss. Tied him up inside, 93-mile-an-hour fastball there. It's 0-2. Leadoff single for Alex Ramirez. He's over at first base. Just underway, top of the first inning. No outs yet. Parada ready to hit. He's deep in the batter's box, holding the bat behind his shoulder. 0-2, breaking ball off the plate, and Willems keeps it in front. Jesse Bush is the home plate umpire tonight. Trey Jester has the bases. Those two flip-flopping every game of this series. The third baseman, De Leon, hugging the line. Ben Cosme's deep at short. Wagner, the second baseman, shaded up the middle. Big hole on the right side with Teeter holding on the runner. Long moves over to first, and Ramirez dives back in safely. Count still 1-2. Long looking for the first out of the night. Has the count 1-2 on Parada. Here it is. Pitch misses high and away. Count is 2-2. Parada, the 11th overall pick in last summer's first-year player draft out of Georgia Tech. Was one of, if not the best, collegiate catcher in the country last year, and he was the first catcher off the board in last year's draft. Next pitch, Parada fouls one off, skies it over the first base dugout. We've seen organizations put a high value and emphasis on the catching positions over the last few years. And for a while, catcher was kind of, you know, that afterthought position, like, hey, you know, if we get a little bit of offense out of catcher, you know, that's okay. Now teams want studs behind the plate who can hit and play defense. 2-2, Ramirez takes off, swing and a miss, throw down from Willems. It's off of Wagner's glove into shallow right, not far enough for Ramirez to get to third. So a stolen base for Alex Ramirez, but Kevin Parada is down on strikes. So there's one out for Ryan Long here in the top of the first, as William Lugo, the third baseman, steps in. Lugo has started every game of this series, bounced back and forth between short and third. Went 0-for-4 in the series opener, then had a big game too, hit a solo homer. Also singled in that one, went 2-for-5. Hitless last night, had a hit taken away from him by Luis Valdez in the top of the 10th inning last night as Long looks the runner back to second. Valdez was playing center field, sprinted in, made a full extension diving grab in left center to not only take away a hit from Lugo but prevent a run. Swing and a miss there on a breaking ball, it's 0-1. And at the time, the Cyclones were up 3-2, looking to add more than just the one run in the top of the 10th. There were runners at the corners with one out. Reese Sharp got a strikeout, and then he had some help from Valdez making that big catch in left center field. 0-1, breaking ball catches the top of the zone. Good pitch from Long there. It's 0-2. And then the Birds responded by scoring two runs in the bottom of the 10th. Because the Cyclones only got one in the top half, Birds needed just two to win, and they made it happen. Creed Willems, a two-run walk-off single to right. 0-2 from Long, breaking ball fouled back. Count stays at 0-2. So three walk-off wins now on the season for the Birds, two this week. Long taking his time, waiting for his sign from Willems. One out and a man on second, no score, top one. 0-2, fastball high. Birds looking to get out of this with no runs coming home. Count is 1-2 on the three-hole hitter, William Lugo. Next pitch, ripped out to short over the head of Ben Cosme. Welk gets to it quickly. Ramirez had to hold up in case it was caught, so he can only get to third on it. A single for Lugo, second line drive single for the Clones here in the top of the first. And with runners at first and third and only one out, that brings up Omar De Los Santos. De Los Santos is getting it done this week with the bat. He did play in the series opener and had three singles, then in game two of the series, a double and a single. He's had himself a really nice week. First pitch outside, and the count goes to 1-0. Long looking to get out of the jam. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll have to strand runners at first and third. A strikeout would be huge here. Would love a double play. Ben Cosme is deep at short. Wagner deep at second, but shaded up the middle. Those two will look to roll one up. 1-1 the count. Long peeks over his shoulder at first. Pitch, breaking ball, grounded to short, could be two. Ben Cosme to second for one. Over to first, not in time. Just a little bit too slow developing. The Birds do get an out on it on the 6-4 fielder's choice, but De Los Santos just beat the throw to first, and he is aboard with an RBI fielder's choice grounder, and it's 1-0 Brooklyn. So Lugo, the runner on first, forced out. Ramirez from third comes in to score. Cyclones grab an early lead. And now the five-hole hitter, DeAndre Smith. Big hole on the right side for him. Long looks at the runner at first. Runner takes off, pitch high and in. Here's the throw from Willems, right on the money. And Creed Willems nails another base runner. Put it right where it needed to be. The tag in place, and De Los Santos is chucked out on the bases. That's one way to end the top of the first and limit the damage. Ryan Long with a strikeout in the first, but he gives up a run on the RBI fielder's choice. Birds will look to come back and get that run back in the home half. 1-0 Brooklyn over Aberdeen. We go to the bottom of the set first after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. For more information, that's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the first inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. The Cyclones and the Ironbirds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. And here we are, home half of the first. Cyclones grabbed a run in the top half against Ironbirds starter Ryan Long. And now Brooklyn starter right-hander Tyler Stewart gets Max Wagner, Creed Willems, and Judd Fabian in the home half of the inning. 1-0 to Wagner, misses inside. It's 2-0. Stewart, 6 feet 9 inches tall, 23 years old in his second professional season. Sixth-round pick of the Mets last summer. Out of the windup, here's his 2-0. Wagner chops one high behind second base. It's Smith who makes the play. Strong throw across the diamond to first. And Wagner is retired on a close play at first. Well, that was another one of those turf bounces. Wagner chopped it high, chopped it low into the turf in front of home plate, and then a really high hop that went behind second, but Smith was able to handle it. So here's Creed Willems, who delivered the two-run walk-off single to right field last night. Willems now with 9 ribbies in a short time as an Ironbird. Swings at the first pitch and taps one foul. Count is 0-1 on Creed. One out, no one on, bottom one. Birds down 1-0 early as Tyler Stewart will get a new baseball from the home plate umpire, Jesse Bush. I think that foul ball caught a piece of Kevin Parada. He's in a little bit of pain behind home plate. Brooklyn manager Chris Newell and the team's head athletic trainer out to check on him. So we've got a little bit of a delay.
And while we've got some time, let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com. Well, Brooklyn catcher Kevin Parada is a little shaken up after that foul tip off the bat of Creed Willems. Looks like he's going to try to work through this. You know, don't want to speculate on where that caught him, but seems like he got the wind knocked out of him. So while he tries to power through, Stewart's throwing with his infielders. And now he's going to, Parada that is going to get to catch at least one warm-up pitch here to see if he's all good. Seems like he's all right, and looks like he is going to stay in the game. Now Willems ready to step back in that left-handed batter's box. Bird's looking to win three of the first four of this series with a W tonight and moved to two games over 500 since the first weekend of the season. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and Willems is down in the count 0-2. Well, Creed came up with the bases loaded and one out with the Birds down one in the bottom of the 10th last night. Swung at the first pitch he saw from Jace Beck and sent it through the hole between first and second into right field. Valdez scored easily from third to tie the game, and then Wagner scored from second to score the winning run. So he takes strike three on the outer half there, three pitches, three strikes, and that is out number two in the first for Stewart. That brings up Judd Fabian. Well, defensively for Brooklyn, Kevin Parada behind the plate, William Lugo at third, Cesar Bribesi at short, DeAndre Smith is the second baseman, Eduardo Salazar at first, Omar De Los Santos in left, Alex Ramirez in center, and Scott Oda in right. First pitch to Fabian, sweeping slider, missed outside, counts 1-0. Fabian's on a tear as of late. It started in mid-May, it's continued into June. 1-0 pitch to Judd, takes a strike. Oh, actually a little low, that's a ball, 2-0. Fabian slashing 417, 531, 778 with a 1309 OPS in 12 games in the month of June. Did not start last night, but pinch hit late in the game, struck out looking. But he is getting it done with the bat. Stewart out of the windup. 2-0, Judd sends one on the ground to third, handled by Lugo over across the diamond. And that is out number three. A 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning for Tyler Stewart. Two groundouts and a strikeout. And we are through one here in Aberdeen. Cyclones lead at 1-0 after one. We'll head to the top of the second. Keep it locked right here on MILB.TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Brooklyn 1, Aberdeen nothing after an inning of play here in Aberdeen. Top of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Birds went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. And now Ryan Long, who allowed a run on two hits in the top of the first, is back to work. He gets DeAndre Smith, Scott Oda, and Chase Estep. First pitch is sent into center. A couple steps over in the right center gap. Fabian is there, makes the grab. And Long has a one pitch out. DeAndre Smith retired. That brings up Scott Oda, the right fielder. Well, Creed Willems threw out Omar De Los Santos attempting to steal second base to end the top of the first. That's why Smith was back up to start the second. But now Oda will hit with one out and the base is empty. A run on two hits, no errors for Brooklyn. No runs, no hits, no errors for Aberdeen through an inning of play. First pitch down from Ryan Long, and the count is 1-0 on Oda. Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight, rocking the theme jerseys here on a nice Friday night for a game in the Dean. 1-0 outside, and describe what these jerseys look like for those tuned in on radio and even for those who are tuned in on the MILB stream or on Bally Live that can't see it that well. 2-0 pitch, fouled back. So it's a hunting theme. Now, decoys are essentially fake ducks, and the jerseys have a hunting theme. It's sort of a brown camouflage with an orange vest. That's what the look is supposed to be. Pitch is down 3-1. It says decoys across Chesapeake Bay decoys across the chest, and the O, in place of the O, it's the head of a duck in the word decoy. Swing and a miss there. Counts 3-2 on Oda. So the brown camouflage with the orange vest over it. Now, it's not actually a vest jersey. It just looks like there is an orange vest over the camo part of the jersey. 3-2 popped up left side of the diamond on the infield. Benkosme calls off De Leon, and that is out number two here in the second. Birds rocking white pants with the decoys jerseys. And the decoys hats, again with that brown camouflage and the duck on the front. Duck with a red head, gray beak, gray feathers. So those are the Chesapeake Bay Decoys uniforms that the Birds are rocking. The numbers on both the front and back are in red. Iron Birds cartoon logo flying through the A on one sleeve, the Maryland State logo on the other. Counts quickly 1-1 on Chase Estep, the designated hitter. On the flip side, Brooklyn wearing their road blues, Cyclones written across the chest in yellow. Yellow numbers on the front and back as well. Gray pants. Rocking the blue hats as well. Long readying the 2-1, looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Next pitch, sent back behind home plate, foul. And I think somebody caught that. I think that ricocheted off of the second level here, and somebody made a nice grab down below. Heard some applause from the fans. So the count's 2-2 on Chase Estep. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2-3 inning for Ryan Long. He picks up his second strike out of the game. Fastball up and in, ties up Estep, and the inning is over. So Long settling in. Birds look to settle in with the bats as well. We'll head to the bottom of the second. It's Brooklyn 1. And the Chesapeake Bay decoys nothing. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Birds down 1-0, bottom of the second inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Jacob Teeter, Frederick Bencosme, and Isaac De Leon, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up for the Birds, who are playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight, wearing themed jerseys as well. Pitch misses low, 2-0 on Teeter. Teeter did not play in last night's ball game. Back in there tonight. He's been swinging a good bat lately, hitting the ball really hard. Homer a few doubles over the last couple series. He's ready to go. Against right-hander Tyler Stewart, 2-0, chops it foul over towards the Birds' dugout. Max Wagner made a barehanded grab in the dugout, flipped it over his head to a fan in the stands. Counts 2-1. Teeter in the month of June has two doubles, a homer. He's driven in 5 in 10 games this month. Bumped him up to the cleanup spot tonight. 2-1, gets one up in the air, deep right field. Ramirez and Oda are back. That one ain't coming back. Fire me up, Jacob Teeter. A game-tying solo home run here in the bottom of the second. And the Birds are on the board. Jacob Teeter with his second home run of the month, his fourth extra base hit of the month. And he takes a fun trip around the bases. 1-1 tie here in the second as Teeter goes deep to get the Birds on the board. They got that one up in the air and it carried out to right center. Landed somewhere in front of that scoreboard over the wall. And now Frederick Bencosme trying to keep it going. Next pitch to Freddie. The count's 1-1. So 1-1 here in the home second. As the Birds look for more. Stewart ready to go. This pitch, grounder to the right side, handled by Smith, throws over to first, and Bencosme is retired for out number one. That's just the second home run that Stewart's allowed this season. He has been so good. Entering tonight's game, Stewart with a 1.47 ERA that leads the South Atlantic League. It leads all of High A, and it also leads all of qualified pitchers. It leads all qualified pitchers in minor league baseball this season. That's how good he's been. Here's De Leon, takes a strike. It's 0-1. So the best ERA in all of minor league baseball at 1.47. He's allowed just 8 earned runs in 49 innings. With his strikeout in the first inning, he's up to 62 punchouts on the year with just 17 walks. De Leon takes outside, 1-1. But Jacob Teeter tags him for just the second home run that he's allowed this year. One of the reasons why Stewart has been so dominant is because he's been able to go deep in games as well. He's worked at least 5 innings in 7 of his 10 starts, went a season-high 7 innings, and has gone over 6 a couple times as well. The season-high 7-inning outing came on May 28th at home against Winston-Salem. De Leon ahead in the count, 2-1. Next pitch, breaking ball over for a strike. It's 2-2. Second time that Stewart's facing the Ironbirds this season. Gave up just 1 earned run, 2 runs overall in 5 innings of work back on May 2nd in Brooklyn. Posted a career-high 9 strikeouts that night with 3 walks. Swing and a miss. De Leon down on strikes. That is out number 2. So Stewart comes back after allowing the leadoff home run to Teeter and gets a ground out and a strikeout, and now it's up to Toby Welk to keep the inning going. Welk had a nice night in the field last night. Made 2 impressive catches out in left. A sliding grab on a ball that was sinking towards that left field line, and then made a running grab shading towards left center as well. And those are 2 of the biggest catches of the night. Birds ended up winning 4-3 on a walk-off 2-run single from Creed Willems in the 10th. The Birds saved a lot of runs defensively last night. A 1 to Welk. Chopper up the middle. Backhand stop by Smith. Long throw from the center field turf over to first in time. And the inning comes to an end. But the Birds get on the board to tie the game at one. Jacob Teeter, a leadoff home run to right center. And we are knotted at one through two full. We'll head to the top of the third after these quick messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Top of the third inning, Ryan Long back to work. It's a swing and a miss from first baseman Eduardo Salazar to kick things off here in inning number three. Salazar, Cesar Berbessi, then back to the top for Alex Ramirez. A one pitch from Long. That catches the outer part of the plate. So quickly 0-2 on Salazar. Long way ahead looking to retire the leadoff man. He got a one pitch out to start the second. Ended up working a 1-2-3 second. Two strikeouts so far for Long. 0-2, swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball down in the zone right there. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ryan. And Ryan does this thing every once in a while where he takes his time coming to plate. He hangs his leg a little bit longer than he normally would in his regular delivery. Holds that leg just a little bit longer, and then he comes towards the plate. See right there, that pitch, you know, normal as he gets a strike over the outer half. It's 0-1. But on that pitch with two strikes, it's something he likes to do to mess with hitters, and clearly threw off the timing of Salazar there. 0-1, misses low and in. And I've seen Ryan a few times this season, you know, hang that leg in different counts just to throw batters off. He also likes to run that pitch clock down. 1-1 over first strike. See, right there he threw that pitch with 9 seconds remaining on the pitch clock. But there are times where, especially with two strikes, he will get set on the mound and stay there until the clock goes down to 2 or 1 second. And then he'll deliver the pitch. And at that point, the batter can't step out. And batters, they only get one timeout to use per AB. 2-2, swing and a miss, blew it by him. Look at Ryan Long, 93 miles an hour there. And he's racked up three straight punch-out. Give him 4 punch-outs one time through the order. And we'll head back to the top of the order for Alex Ramirez. So Long looking for another 1-2-3 inning. He's set down 5 batters in a row. Next one from Long, popped up right side. That one will get into the seats foul as Teeter runs out of room. Great crowd on hand tonight to take in the Chesapeake Bay Decoys-themed jersey night. Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys for the first time this season. 0-1, grounded to the left side, backhand stop by Ben Cosme. Over to first, stretch from Teeter. And it's another 1-2-3 inning from Ryan Long. He is really settling in. And he looks great out there. 4 punch-outs through 3 innings of one-run ball for Ryan. And we are tied at 1 through 2.5. Bottom 3 coming up next. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom three in the Dean, 1-1 our score. It's the Cyclones and the Ironbirds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. A run on two hits for Brooklyn, one run on one hit for Aberdeen. Ryan Long has worked back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. He has really settled in a groove since allowing a run on two hits in the top of the first. So he's just getting started, and so are the Birds, who grabbed a run in the bottom of the second to tie the game at one. Jacob Teeter, a leadoff home run to right center. The one run for Brooklyn came in the first as Maxwell Costas sends one through the hole between short and third, and that is a leadoff base hit. So Costas, the designated hitter, wastes no time picking on the first pitch from Stewart, and that is the second hit of the night for the Birds. Two strikeouts and four groundouts for Stewart so far tonight. That brings up Luis Valdez, the right fielder. Switch hitter batting left. Now the third baseman Lugo comes up. About a step in front of the third base bag depth-wise, a little off the line. Middle infielders back deep. First baseman Salazar holding on the runner Costas, who's back standing on the throw over. So each team with a run on two hits so far. Brooklyn got its run in the top of the first inning. RBI fielder's choice ground out from Omar De Los Santos brought home the Cyclones run. And then, of course, the Teeter homer for the Birds. Short lead for Costas. First pitch to Valdez is over for a strike. Luis swinging a solid bat lately. No hits last night for Luis, but he was hit by a pitch. He scored the tying run in the bottom of the 10th. He also made it happen with his leg, stole another base. 0-1 sends that one off the hands into shallow left center. It's down for a base hit. Costas read it well, and he moves to second. It's a base hit for Luis Valdez. Back-to-back singles for the Birds to open the second. Back to the top of the order for Max Wagner. Luis Valdez is now 6 for his last 11 over his last five games. Hitting the ball really well here in mid-June. And now Wagner a shot to give the Birds the lead with a knock. Go-ahead runs at second. That's Costas. Valdez, who runs really well over at first. No outs. Bottom of the third. Pitch from Stewart. Wagner takes inside. Counts 1-0. Ninth game of June for Wags. Got a double and a couple RBIs in those eight games so far. Nine walks in his last eight as well. So finding ways on. 1-0 pitch. Wagner takes off the plate. Appeal to the base umpire, Trey Jester. He did not go around. Counts 2-0. And one of the things that I look at is, you know, strikeout to walk ratio, not just for pitchers, but for batters as well. You know, who are the guys that aren't striking out a ton but are walking a lot? And Wags is one of those guys. 2-0 over for a strike. It's 2-1. So Wagner, the same amount of walks as strikeouts in the month of June, 9 of each. And it's impressive to see a guy when they have as many walks as strikeouts or just as many. It's even more impressive when they have more walks than strikeouts through a current stretch. 2-1, Wags takes up and away. Counts 3-1. And you look at the walk and strikeout columns for these Ironbirds hitters. And there are a lot of guys who have about just about or as many walks as strikeouts on the season. 3-1, Wagner sends it in the air, right field. Shading over towards the gap is Oda. Comes in a couple steps, makes the grab, and both runners stay where they are. That was a close play at second. Oda made a strong throw into the shortstop, Berbessi. And then Costas took his time getting back to second, but got his foot back on the bag. So now one out, and runners at first and second for Creed Willems. Willems brought home the tying and winning runs in the bottom of the 10th last night. It was not his first walk-off hit of the season. He had a walk-off home run in Delmarva earlier in the year. That came back in April. Creed put up some big numbers in low A earlier in the year. That earned him the promotion to high A. Swings over a changeup there. Counts 0-1. Birds and clones tied at 1. We're in the home half of the third with one out and runners at first and second. Willems ready in the lefty batter's box. Swings and chops one to the left side. Tough play for Lugo. His only play is to first. And he throws out Willems. 5-3 on the putout. But a productive out for Creed as he moves up both runners. So Costas to third, Valdez to second. And that brings up Judd Fabian. Fabian grounded to third his first time up. He's 0-1. Over his last 20 games, Judd is not only towards the top of the leaderboard in a lot of offensive categories in the South Atlantic League, but all of high A. See what he does here against Stewart. First pitch to Judd, breaking ball, grounded to third, handled by Lugo. Throw over to first is in time. So we'll talk more about those numbers the next time he comes up as he ground outs to end the threat. Well, the Birds get their first two on in the inning, but the next three go ground out, respectively, and the inning comes to an end. We're tied at 1 through 3 full. Keep it locked right here as we head to the top of the fourth on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the fourth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, Kevin Parada, William Lugo, and Omar De Los Santos, 2-3-4 for the Cyclones against right-hander Ryan Long, who's allowed just one run through three innings. Birds and Clones tied at 1-3. Long's first pitch of the inning to Parada misses low and in. Birds rocking the Chesapeake Bay Decoys themed jerseys and hats tonight. Reminder to fans out there that there will be a jersey auction after the game. That pitch ripped down the left field line foul. Counts 1-1 on Parada. So these jerseys will be auctioned off for a good cause after tonight's game. All proceeds from the jersey auction benefit the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. 1-1, fought off the hands into shallow center. That's down in front of Fabian. It's a leadoff single for Kevin Parada. So all proceeds go into the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. And you can head on over to MILBauctions.com to get in on the fun. MILBauctions.com. And the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum
is all about the preservation of decoys in the hunting game. Parada leads off first. As Lugo swings and sends one in the air, here comes Fabian. He won't get there. He takes it on a bounce. And back-to-back bloop singles for the Cyclones. Well, Fabian was deep. Looks like he thought about maybe laying out for that one, but decided to pull back and wisely took that one on the bounce. You know, if he lays out and that gets by him, that's at least an RBI triple, maybe an inside the Parker. So first and second for Brooklyn. Here's Omar De Los Santos, who brought home the first run of the game with a fielder's choice grounder in the first. First pitch to him, over for a strike. It's 0-1. De Los Santos was cut down trying to steal second to end the first. Creed Willems made a throw right on the money and helped get the Birds out of that inning. Long looks at second. 0-1. Line drive, base hit into center. Third straight hit for the Cyclones. Station-to-station baseball. As the go-ahead run, Kevin Parada stops at third. Lugo up to second, and De Los Santos in at first. So the bases are loaded on three straight singles. Here's DeAndre Smith, who flew out to center his first time up. So these two teams tied at one here, top of the fourth, but Brooklyn threatening. Now DeAndre Smith awaits the first pitch from Long. Birds keep the infield back. First pitch, fastball, top of the zone for a strike. The middle infielders are deep, Benkosme and Wagner, but the third baseman, De Leon, is just about even with that third base bag, close to the line. Teeter, the first baseman, off the line, but even with the bag depth-wise. Welk, the left fielder's in a little bit. 0-1, grounded to third. De Leon steps on third, throws home, and Willems will apply the tag on Parada. Oh, they say he missed the tag. No, they got the tag. It looked. Oh, now the runner's coming home. Teeter's covering home. Here's the throw to the plate, not in time, and the Cyclones get a run. The Birds get two outs out of it, but because of a throwing error, the Cyclones get a run. Well, now there's some discussion around home plate. So De Leon with the bases loaded and no outs. Softly hit ground ball hit right to him. He stepped on third and then threw home, so it became a tag play. It was no longer a force. It became a tag play. He threw to Creed Willems, who ran down Kevin Parada, who just decided to sit down on the base pass, tried to get away of the tag. Willems applied the tag, but neither of them were sure that the out was called. So Parada then got up and went towards home plate. So Willems, not 100% sure if he had made the tag, threw home. It went off of a glove behind home plate, and then a runner came in to score. So 2-1 now Brooklyn, as Trey Jester, the base umpire, talking things over with Long. So Parada was forced out. Lugo forced out. But it's 2-1 Cyclones with... Actually, now I think they... It's 1-1. They sent the runner back as the play was dead. So De Los Santos is on third. And Smith is at Smith, who hit the ball, is at second now after that weird double play fielder's choice. I think they're going to say... Yeah, so a double play fielder's choice situation there. De Leon decided to step on third because he was right there and then throw home because he had enough time to do it. Birds could have tried for a 5-2-3 double play, but the way De Leon did it worked. And the Birds luckily make it happen with that second run not scoring. So De Los Santos at third, Smith at second. 2-1, swing and a miss. Good one from Long there. It's been a tough inning for Long. Three straight singles to open the frame, but it did not lead to a run, and then gets the double play grounder. Two pitch from Ryan, popped up left side of the diamond. That one's going to sneak out of play just beyond the third base dugout of the Clones.
And the count stays at 2-2. So we're tied at 1 in the top of the fourth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runners at 2nd and 3rd for Brooklyn. Next pitch from Long, popped up again to the left side, out of play. And we'll do at least one more pitch. Long trying to get out of it with no runs coming in. Long taking his time out there. Looks at 2nd. 2-2, swing and a miss. Look at Ryan Long getting out of a bases loaded, no outs jam. 5 strikeouts on the night for Long, and he is locked in. 3 straight scoreless frames after allowing 1 in the top of the first. And we are still tied at 1 after 3.5. We'll head to the home half of the fourth after these messages. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ryan Long worked out of a bases loaded, no outs jam in the top of the fourth, and now Jacob Teeter leads off the home fourth for the Birds. We're tied at 1, bottom 4. Teeter is the man who tied it for the Birds with a leadoff homer in the 2nd. That one went out to right center. It looked to do it again against right-hander Tyler Stewart, who's back out there for the Cyclones. 0-1 pitch, misses inside, counts 1-1. Just 2 strikeouts for Stewart through 3 innings tonight, and that's significant because he came in with 61 punchouts in 49 innings this year, well over 1 per inning. 1-1 outside, it's 2-1. So Teeter stays hot at the plate. Got a pitch he could drive and send it over that right center field wall. Next pitch coming from Stewart, 2-1 outside. So Teeter in the driver's seat, count is 3-1. Fresh off his 2nd home run of the season, his first time up. See what he does here. 3-1 pitch coming from Stewart. Here it is. Pitch misses a little inside, and that is ball 4. So a 5-pitch walk to Jacob Teeter to open the 4th. And the Birds have the leadoff man on for the 3rd straight inning. Costas and Valdez singled to center to open the 3rd. But then the next 3 batters made outs. And then for Brooklyn, in the top of the 4th, their first 3 batters of the inning singled to center, but they did not score any runs. Birds got a double play ball. And then Long got a strikeout to end it. Here's Frederick Benkosme. First pitch to Freddie, misses up and in, counts 1-0. A run on 5 hits for the Cyclones, a run on 3 hits for the Ironbirds, playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. Teeter leads off first. Ben Cosme in the box. Checked his swing, but went a little bit too far. And the home plate umpire, Jesse Bush, says he went around. Now Ben Cosme asks for time. Birds looking to grab the lead. We're tied at one, bottom four. In game four of six this week between the North Division rivals. These two teams met in the South Atlantic League playoffs last year, the North Division Championship Series. Brooklyn won the second half after Aberdeen won the first half title. 1-1, that's low, 2-1. The Birds went into that playoff series with a much different roster than they had in the first half of the year when they won the North Division. Brooklyn finished strong. They edged out the Hudson Valley Renegades to win the second half title last year. Move over to first, Teeter back safely. And then Brooklyn, a commanding 8-1 win in game one of that North Division Championship Series on Coney Island. Brooklyn really took it to the Birds that night. But the Birds bounced back after an off day, came back here to Leidos Field and won the next two to advance to the Championship Series. 2-1, Ben Cosme sends one to right, but it's right at Scott Oda. And that is out number one here in the fourth. That was a really fun championship series to be a part of and call those games last year. Birds grabbed an early lead in game two and then led the entire way. And then a come-from-behind win in game three. Birds won 5-4, stranded the tying run at second base in the bottom of the ninth in that game to advance to the championship round. First pitch to De Leon, swings and chops one foul, counts 0-1. And that's a moment that I'll never forget when the Ironbirds punched their ticket to the championship series. First time in franchise history that the Ironbirds advanced to a championship series of any kind after so many years as the New York Penn League short season affiliate of the Orioles. Bumped up to high A couple years prior. And in their true first full season as a high A affiliate, came within one game of a championship. De Leon was a part of that team. See what he can do here against Stewart. Comes set at the belt, 0-1. Breaking ball over for a strike, it's 0-2. Now, Ironbirds fans everywhere will always remember Xavier Moore on the mound. Ground ball out to second. Billy Cook handled it, threw over to first. T.T. Bowen's over at the bag. And then the celebration was on as the Birds advanced to the championship round. De Leon awaits the 0-2. Here it is, breaking ball. Pops it up on the infield right side. And it's the second baseman, Smith, who makes the grab. So after the leadoff walk to Teeter, a fly out and a pop out. And now it's up to Toby Welk to keep it going. Welk bounced to second his first time up. Joined the Ironbirds at the start of the last series against the Asheville Tourists and has been with the team ever since. Working his way back from an early season injury. Welk was drafted back in 2019 out of Penn State Berks, a branch campus of Penn State University. Long pause from Stewart. First pitch slider over to Welk. It is 0-1. Welk, 26 years old from Downingtown, Pennsylvania. 21st round pick of the O's in 2019. Welk ready to hit 0-1. Misses a little bit outside and the count is 1-1. Birds and Cyclones tied at one, home fourth. Teeter at first, move over, he's back safely. A Well, Welk spent most of last season with the AA Bowie Bay Sox, 39 games there. Also spent 5 games in Aberdeen, 4 with the Florida Complex League rookie ball affiliate of the Orioles, and that was just 4 rehab assignment games. 1-1, swing and a miss. It's 1-2. In 39 games with Bowie last season, Welk hit 4 home runs and 10 doubles, drove in 24 runs. Also scored 21 runs in his 39 games. Stewart really taking his time dictating the pace out there on the mound. 1-2-2 out pitch coming up to Welk. High leg kick, here it is, fouled back. The Birds are doing a great job of making Stewart throw pitches, working deep counts, and they're getting their bat on the ball. Getting the bat on the ball, that's huge. Just 2 strikeouts for Stewart tonight. Right-hander set on the mound. Holds that glove up around his chest, now lowers it. 1-2 pitch again. Welk fouls another one back. Well, one of my keys to the game entering tonight's game that I talked about on the pregame show was win the walk battle. Now, the Birds entering tonight's game have worked the most walks of any team in the South Atlantic League this year, 300 exactly entering tonight's game. But the guy on the mound, Tyler Stewart, has just an 8.5% walk rate this season. Another foul ball off the bat of Welk. He stays alive. Count stays at 1-2. One walk so far for Stewart tonight. He walked Teeter to lead off this inning. That's the goal, win the walk battle. On the flip side for the Birds, Ryan Long has not walked anybody. Long's not a guy who walks many either. So you got 2 guys who throw strikes. They're in the zone a lot. 1-2, Welk goes down there. So after 4 straight foul balls, he finally comes up empty there. Stewart got him. So Teeter walked to lead off the frame, but the next 3 set down in order through 4 full. It's Brooklyn 1 and Aberdeen 1. Fun night here at the ballpark. Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys. We'll see what Ryan Long can do in the top of the 5th. We'll head there next. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Valley Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com. Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Ironbirds and Cyclones tied at 1 through 4 full. Top 5, Ryan Long back to work. 58 pitches so far for Long. He's looked really good. Gave up a run on 2 hits in the first. Gave up 3 hits to load the bases with no outs in the top of the 4th, but Brooklyn did not score. Double play ball and a strikeout got the Birds out of it. Now the count's 1-1 on the left-handed hitting Chase Estep. Pitch over for a strike, it's 1-2. Really good numbers for Long this season. Entered with a 2.38 ERA through 41 2/3. been really good over his last few outings. Just two earned runs in six innings over his last two coming in with 11 strikeouts in that span. 1-2 pitch ripped out to second past the outstretched glove of Wagner. That's into right field. Valdez gets it in. So 11 strikeouts over his last two coming in. Five so far tonight for Long. His season high is six. He's done that four times. His season high in innings is five. He did that back on May 17th at Winston-Salem out of the bullpen. So he is looking to complete five for the second time tonight, and he's got a good shot to set a new season high in strikeouts. Right-hander set. Peeks over his shoulder. Leadoff man is on. First pitch to Eduardo Salazar is a strike. It's 0-1. Some weird stuff went down in the last inning with Long on the mound in the top of the fourth. Estep leads off first. Short lead. 0-1 coming to Salazar. Here it is. Breaking ball popped up right side. Foul ground. Teeters there to make the grab over by the first base coach's box. And that is out number one. So the Cyclones loaded the bases. Three straight singles to center with no outs. And then DeAndre Smith, the fourth man to hit in the inning, hit a soft ground ball to third. De Leon stepped on third for the first out, and because the bases were loaded and he went to third first, that negated the force play. So he threw home, which required a tag play on Kevin Parada, who was headed home. Creed Willems made the tag on Parada. Parada fell down to try to avoid the tag. That pitch is a called strike on Salazar. It's 0-1. So Parada went to the ground. Willems applied the tag. The home plate umpire, Jesse Bush, signaled out. But Parada got up and headed home because he wasn't sure. Or maybe he was sure and just wanted to try to get away with it. And Willems, thinking he needed to finish off the play even though he'd already tagged him, threw home. The ball went off of Long's glove behind home plate to the backstop. Jacob Teeter raced over from first to cover home. One of the Cyclones runners came to the plate and slid safely at home, but it turns out there's a ground ball to first. Teeter picks it, steps on this first. The tag from Ben Cosme at second, and it's a 3-6 double play to end the fifth. Talk about what happened in that last inning more in the next inning, but Jacob Teeter flashing the leather to help get the Birds out of the inning. So we're still tied at one after 4.5, bottom five coming up next. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen, the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Maxwell Costas, Luis Valdez, and Max Wagner, 8-9-1, due up for the Birds. Birds got the leadoff man on in the bottom of the fourth, but the next three were retired in order. And now Costas, who singled on the first pitch he saw in the third, lead things off against right-hander Tyler Stewart, who's back out for another inning of work. Gave up the leadoff homer to Teeter in the second, but that's really the only blemish on his line tonight.
Pitch inside. It's 2-0 on Costas. He's allowed just three hits, the homer and two singles, one walk. Birds getting their bats on the ball tonight, though. Just three strikeouts for Stewart. Birds and Cyclones tied at one, bottom five. Next pitch to Costas, low, ball three. Birds are rocking Chesapeake Bay Decoys-themed jerseys tonight. There will be a jersey auction after the game tonight, and all the proceeds from the jersey auction will go to the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. So the money from the jersey auction going to a good cause. 3-0. Costas, the green light, swings and chops one foul down the third baseline, 3-1. Head over to MILBauctions.com to get in on the fun. MILBauctions.com. Some pretty sweet jerseys designed by Kevin Jimenez, our creative services director here with the Ironbirds. His work on full display tonight. 3-1 pitch coming. Costas takes a fastball. It's 3-2. So Ryan Long got a pop out and a 3-6 double play ball to end the fifth after giving up a leadoff single. He's through five innings of one-run ball. See if that's it for him. 3-2, Costas takes inside, ball four, so second time he's aboard tonight. And when that inning ended on the double play ball, I was talking about what happened on that double play ball in the fourth inning with Long out there. So the Birds got the 5-2 double play, but then Willems, because Kevin Parada got up and went home not knowing that he was tagged out, Willems threw to Long covering. The throw was wide. And Lugo, the runner that was forced out at third, didn't realize that he was out, so he sprinted around third and came home and slid home. And at that point, everybody thought that Brooklyn had scored a run. I thought that it was Ramirez, the runner behind him, as Valdez sends one into left, but De Los Santos is there for out number one. I thought it was Ramirez who was on first that came all the way around to score, but it was Lugo who got up after he was forced out at third, didn't know he was out. So that is how the Birds got two outs on that play and no one scored, but because Willems overthrew Long and it went to the backstop, that is an error on that play. So both runners advanced to base, and that's why it was second and third instead of first and second with two outs. Shout out to our official scorer, Jason, who caught me up on the technicalities there and what went down on that play, why it happened, and why it resulted with runners at second and third instead of still just first and second. Just a weird play, and you see it a ton in baseball, and it feels like you see stuff like that in minor league baseball on a nightly basis. That's just the way things go. Back to the top for Wagner. Counts 0-1, move over to first. Costas is in there safely. Stewart up over 60 pitches at 61 right now. Through 4+, and through 4 1/3. 0-1 to Wagner. Swung over a changeup there. And the count is 0-2. Max looking to get going with the bat. Missed the last four games of the Asheville series last week, but he was back in the lineup to start this Brooklyn series, so he's good to go. Next pitch, Wags takes low and away. So the count's 1-2 on Max. Birds and Cyclones tied at one, home half of the fifth. Pitch from Stewart, 1-2, chop foul down the third baseline. Each of the first three games of this series decided by exactly one run. Birds with a 4-3 win in 10 innings last night. Brooklyn took game two after the Iron Birds took game one. Now in game four, we've got another close one, tied at one, middle innings. 1-2, Wagner lays off, appeal, no swing. Count evens up at 2-2. Wagner rocking a 746 OPS on the season with 13 extra base hits, 20 RBIs. 2-2 outside, count runs full. Wagner's best month of the season so far was May. Trying to get going here in the month of June.
42nd overall pick in last year's draft by the Orioles out of Clemson University. He was the third selection made by Baltimore last year. Jackson Holliday went number one. Dylan Beavers, number 33. Costas takes off. 3-2, swing and a miss. The throw down is a little late. Head first dive into second for Costas. And Maxwell Costas has himself a stolen base. So Wagner down on strikes. Costas does his job to get into scoring position with two outs now. And for Max, that is his third stolen base of the season in three tries. Now it's up to Creed Willems to keep it going. Fourth strikeout of the game for Stewart. I talked about Willems on the pregame show today. He was my player spotlight. Talked about some of the numbers for him. He's not just getting it done with the bat. Defensively, he has been excellent behind home plate, calling games, working with his Birds pitching staff, and throwing out attempted base stealers. Swings over a changeup there. It's 0-1. Tied at one, bottom five. Costas at second as the go-ahead run with two outs. Entering tonight's game between Low A Delmarva and High A Aberdeen, Willems owning a 952 OPS with 17 extra base hits in 44 games. Behind the plate, throwing out just over 32% of attempted base stealers. Swings over another changeup. It's 0-2. And he's already thrown out an attempted base stealer tonight. Cyclones 1-for-2 in the stolen base department. Willems continues to control the running game, just like Bird's regular catcher Silas Ardouin has done this year. 0-2, that's high. So the count's 1-2 on Willems. Birds with three hits in the game, the teeter homer, and then singles from Costas and Valdez. Creed ready to go in the box. Stewart comes set. Pitch clock winding down. 1-2, chops it foul. A good job by Creed to stay alive on that changeup. It's a pitch he's had some trouble with over the last few games. But he fights it off there, and the count's still 1-2. Costas takes his lead off a second. The shortstop, Berbessi, close behind him. And Stewart steps off to look Costas back. Pitcher's duel between starters Tyler Stewart for Brooklyn and Ryan Long for Aberdeen. Long's completed five innings of one-run ball. Stewart at 4 2/3 right now. Next pitch, called strike three, and now he is through five full. Five strikeouts now for Stewart as Willems goes down looking for the second time tonight, and we are through five full here in the D. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left in scoring position for the Birds here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Jake Lyons is the new pitcher for the Birds here in the top of the sixth. He takes over for Ryan Long, who was really good tonight. Final line for Long, 67 pitches, 49 of them strikes, only threw 18 balls in those five innings. So just gave up just the one run on six hits with five strikeouts and no walks in five innings of work. And now Lyons takes over. First pitch of the inning sent out to deep right center by Alex Ramirez. And Fabian is over to make the grab. So one pitch and one out for the workhorse Jake Lyons. That brings up Kevin Parada. Birds and Cyclones tied at one, top of the sixth. Birds identifying as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. One of their handful of themed jersey nights this season. First pitch from Lyons to Parada is outside for a ball, 1-0. Take a look at the numbers for Jake Lyons this season. Now into his fourth professional year out of Oklahoma State. Swinging a foul back, counts 1-1. Lyons is 5-1 with a 3.11 ERA, just 13 earned runs in 37 and two-thirds over 11 appearances. This is his 12th appearance. Ground ball through the hole between short and third into left. Lyons has mostly worked in a bulk relief role, but he's also made four starts. And with one out and a man on, that brings up William Lugo. So Parada is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. 50 strikeouts for Lyons in 37 and two-thirds, and he has walked only 9 batters this year. Getting it done in the strikeout column and keeping the walk totals low. Gets a swing and a miss there. It's 0-1. Went up top with the off-speed stuff. So it's 0-1. Lyons really broke out in the month of May. Put up excellent numbers all month long. Swinging a foul back. It is 0-2. Lyons was awarded the Orioles Minor League Pitcher of the Month for May. Posted a 1.80 ERA, 4 earned runs in 20 innings of work, 35 strikeouts and just 1 walk in 5 games, 1 start. Opponents hit just 171 against him. Ground ball to first. Teeter knocks it down, and he picks it up. He's got to flip to second to get the lead runner, Parada, and he does. Well, Parada held up because he thought Teeter was going to make the grab or had to at least hold up in case he made the grab. But Teeter, who was able to get to his feet quickly, keep that ball in front of him. Threw to second for the fielder's choice. Ben Cosme covering. So 3-6 on the fielder's choice, and Lugo safe at first. So with two outs and a man at first, here's Omar De Los Santos, who is arguably the hottest hitter in Brooklyn's lineup. First pitch, fastball in for a strike. So counts 0-1 on Omar. De Los Santos with a single and an RBI in tonight's game. Move over to first, and they got him. The Birds had Lugo leaning. Tried to get his hand back to that bag. He slipped going back to the bag. But Teeter applies the tag, and Jake Lyons faces the minimum here in the sixth because of the pickoff. We're tied at 1 through 5.5. The Birds looking to break this tie when we come back. Keep it locked right here on WAMD Aberdeen, the Iron Birds Radio Network.
The Iron Birds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Judd Fabian leads off the bottom of inning number 6 for the Ironbirds, playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. We're tied at 1, bottom 6. Fabian, Teeter, and Ben Cosme, 3-4-5, as the Birds look to get another run or more off Brooklyn starter Tyler Stewart. First pitch to Judd, misses low and in, counts 1-0. Stewart at 73 pitches now after his first pitch of the 6th. 45 of them strikes. 1-0. Judd takes a strike on the outer half. It is 1-1. Fabian 0-for-2 with a couple groundouts, both to third. Looking to get going with the bat. 1-1. Breaking ball catches the inner part of the plate. It's 1-2. 5 strikeouts for Stewart. 2 of those strikeouts came in the 5th inning. Worked around a leadoff walk and stranded the tying run at second after Maxwell Costas stole second. 1-2, Fabian taps one to the left side, handled by Lugo over to first. And for the third straight at-bat, Judd Fabian grounds out to third. So he's 0-for-3, and that brings up Jacob Teeter. Teeter's doing it all tonight. He's made a couple nice defensive plays over at first base. Made a nice pick 2 innings ago. Stepped on first through to second to complete the 3-6 double play. Knocked down what probably should have been a hit into right field his last time up, and got a forced play at second. And then with the bat, leadoff homer in the second for the only run of the night for the Birds, and then the walk in the 4th. Pitch outside, counts 1-0 on Jacob. Jake Lyons faced the minimum in a scoreless 6th, his first inning out of the pen in relief of Ryan Long. Stewart, the 1-0 to the plate, that's down 2-0. Great crowd on hand to take in the Birds playing as the Decoys tonight. Some pretty sweet jerseys as well. The brown camo with the orange, supposed to look like a vest over it. 2-0. It's outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Then the Birds with the brown camo hats with the duck on the front. On the chest of the jerseys, it says Decoys across with the letter O replaced by a duck. Teeter sends the 2-1 deep to left center. De Los Santos is back. He's at the wall, and he makes the grab on the run. Omar De Los Santos takes extra bases away from Jacob Teeter, and that is a huge out for the Cyclones. Well, De Los Santos had a beat on it. Now, if that ball had ricocheted off the wall, had it not been caught, Teeter probably would have been on third base. That's that part of the ballpark here where if you get it out to the wall in left center or right center, it's oftentimes a triple. But Teeter is retired. His first time up, he crushed that ball over the right center field wall. This time goes deep to left center, but the ball's caught. And now with 2 outs and no one on, Stewart and Parada will talk things over with Ben Cosme at the dish. We're tied at 1, home 6th, in game 4 of this 6-game series. The Birds pitching continues to shine. Long and Lyons combining for 6 innings of 1-run ball a night after Trace Bright, Cameron Weston, and Reese Sharp combined to allow just 3 runs, only 2 earned in 10 innings. Counts 1-0 on Freddie. Third baseman Lugo off the line and back. Ben Cosme shows bunt, but taps it foul over towards the third base dugout. That's something that Freddie has tried to do quite a bit lately, is drop down a bunt towards third base, and still working on it, working through it. That would be a huge part of his game if he's able to Add that to what he can do with the bat. 1-1 pitch. Tapped it off his foot. It's 1-2. Stewart set down 5 in a row. 2 flyouts, a ground out, and 2 strikeouts in that stretch. On another night that has been dominated by pitching and defense. Walk-off wins on Tuesday night and last night for Aberdeen. Game 2 went to the Cyclones, so the Birds lead this series 2-1. Stewart sat holding the glove in front of his face, out of the windup. Here's his 1-2. Ben Cosme pops it up foul out of play. Count stays where it is. So in the series opener on Tuesday, the Birds scored 2 in the bottom of the ninth to win the game 8-7. They trailed 7-6 entering the ninth. The Cyclones with a 5-4 win on Wednesday night, and then last night 4-3 in favor of the Birds thanks to the 2 runs in the bottom of the 10th. Well, Ben Cosme thought that was a ball outside, but instead it is a called strike 3, and Stewart has now set down 6 batters in a row. A 1-2-3 inning for Stewart here in the 6th, and we are through 6 full. We're still tied at 1, heading to the top of the 7th. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, WAMD Aberdeen, and Bally Live.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Birds and Cyclones tied at 1, top of the 7th inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Jake Lyons back to work. He gets Omar De Los Santos, who swings through strike 1 to start the inning. It's 0-1. De Los Santos, Smith, and Oda, 4-5-6 in the Cyclones order. De Los Santos doing it on both ends tonight. 1-1, outside 2-1. Brought home Brooklyn's only run with an RBI fielder's choice in the first. Singled in the 4th. And he ran down a ball at the wall in left center to take extra bases away from Jacob Teeter in the last half inning. Called strike on the inner half. Jake Lyons looking for that leadoff out here in the 7th. Lyons took over in the top of the 6th. Got a fly out, then allowed a single. Then a fielder's choice, and then Lugo, who reached on the fielder's choice, was picked off first. Lyons caught Lugo leaning, who slipped going back to the bag. 3-2, swing and a miss. Jake Lyons pumping the fastball by De Los Santos. That is out number 1 in the 7th. Well, the Birds' pitching has been excellent over the month of June. Entering this series, the Birds came into this set with the Cyclones with the 7th best team ERA in all of minor league baseball in the calendar month of June. That's including all 4 full-season leagues. Fly ball to shallow center. That's down in front of Fabian. And Smith dumps one in for his first hit of the night. So the go-ahead runs at first with one out for Scott Oda. So taking a look at what the Ironbirds pitching staff has done over the last two nights, you got Long and Lyons so far tonight combining for 6 1/3 innings of one-run ball, allowing just eight hits, most of them or all of them singles. And then last night, Trace Bright started, gave up just two runs in five innings of work. Cameron Weston making his Ironbirds debut in just his second appearance of the series, really his season debut. His only other appearance was a rehab appearance down in Florida in rookie ball, but essentially his season debut and his high A debut, three scoreless, and then Reese Sharp, two innings of one-run ball in relief. The only run he gave up was allowing the placed runner to score from second in the top of the 10th, and that is an unearned run because that runner was placed at second to start the inning, the extra inning rule. So those guys got it done last night, 11 strikeouts and just two earned runs in 10 innings for the Birds pitching staff. Pitch misses outside. Count is 1-1 on the lefty swinging Oda. And then tonight, Ryan Long did not walk a batter and just gave up just the six singles in his five innings of work. And now Long, or Lyons, looking good so far tonight. He's allowed just two hits. 1-1, fastball missed just a little high. Counts 2-1. Lyons, the Orioles minor league pitcher of the month for May. After Gene Pinto won Orioles minor league pitcher of the month for April, and then joining him in receiving monthly pitcher of the month honors in May. As that one scorched into the right center gap, that's down. Valdez can't get it. Fabian cuts it off. Here comes the runner from third. The relay throw to the plate from Wagner is a good one. The tag from Willems, and they got him. An 8-4-2 outfield assist. An excellent throw from Fabian once he cut that off in right center. Max Wagner, a strong throw to the plate. Bounced it in front of home so Willems could get it on a nice hop. And Willems did a good job staying in front of the plate so he wasn't blocking it. And then shifted his body over to make the tag on Smith, who tried to score from first. And, you know, as soon as Smith was about a step or two away from third base, you know, I saw the wave home, and I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be really close because Fabian had already thrown the ball in towards Wagner by the time Smith got to third. So Birds had a chance to cut the runoff at the plate, and they did. Game still tied after DeAndre Smith is cut down on the 8-4-2 put out. And now Oda goes to second on the single, or he singles and then goes to second advancing on the throw, I should say. And that brings up Estep with two down. So that's a big out for the Birds there. Well, I just talked about how Lyons and Pinto won Orioles minor league pitcher of the month for May and April. Alex Pham, the South Atlantic League pitcher of the month for May. So pitchers on this staff getting it done, and they've been recognized for their work. 1-1 fouled back. And I talked to pitching coach Austin Miney before the game about that. And I said, how does it feel in your first season as a professional baseball pitching coach? Through two full months of the season, you've seen three of your pitchers win monthly awards like that. And Miney's saying, you know, a great feeling. And he says, give all the credit to them for the work that they've put in, you know, dedicating the time and effort to their craft to get better. So Miney happy with what he's seeing. 1-2 low and away. And one of the big things that Miney talked about in the interview with me is that, you know, success is not linear. And these guys are going to go through struggles throughout their professional careers. But it's how you bounce back from those struggles and how you work through it, finding positives even on the tough outings. That's what this Birds pitching staff has done all year. 2-2 from Lyons, fouled back. And the count stays where it is. Go-ahead run at second with two down here in the top of the seventh. We're knotted at one. Ironbirds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight. Locked in a tie here with the Brooklyn Cyclones. We'll do the 2-2 again. Lyons on the mound, Estep in the box. 2-2, got him! Fastball blew it by him. Second strike out of the inning for Lyons. And the Birds throw up another zero on the scoreboard. No runs on two hits, no errors. The go-ahead run left in scoring position, and the go-ahead run also cut down at the plate. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. We're tied at one, heading to the bottom of the seventh. after these messages. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Maple Grove Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 410-394-4000. That's 410-394-4000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Maple Grove Medical Clinic now to qualify. 410-394-4000.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Bottom of the seventh inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini joining you on the broadcast. Well, Tyler Stewart is done for the Cyclones. New pitcher into the game. We're tied at one through six and a half. Birds looking to break this 1-1 tie. The Cyclones got the first run of the game in the top of the first. An RBI fielder's choice grounder off the bat of Omar De Los Santos. The Birds answered with a run of their own in the bottom of the second. Jacob Teeter led off the frame with a home run out to right center for his second long ball of the season. But neither team has scored since. Great pitching matchup tonight to start. Ryan Long and Tyler Stewart going back and forth. And then Jake Lyons, a couple innings of shutout baseball in relief for the Birds. So Long and Lyons have combined for seven innings of one-run ball so far. On the flip side, Stewart is done. He threw 85 pitches, 54 strikes. Gave up one run on three hits in six innings of work. Six strikeouts, two walks, so he is done. And the Cyclones are into their bullpen. So we'll get you the numbers on the new pitcher for Brooklyn and let you know who that is. So another right-hander out there. And it is Michael Krause who takes over to face Isaac De Leon, Toby Welk, and Maxwell Costas, 6-7-8. So Krause, first pitch of the inning, is sent out to deep right. Oda goes back, makes the grab on the track. De Leon gave it a ride, but he is retired on one pitch to start the home seventh. So Michael Krause, the 6-1 right-hander from Murrysville, Pennsylvania, takes over. Started the year with the St. Lucie Mets down in the Florida State League. That is the defending Florida State League champion St. Lucie Mets. They won it all last year. A lot of the guys that were on that championship team last year are up with Brooklyn this year. First pitch to Maxwell Costas, missed inside. It's 1-0. Birds rocking the Chesapeake Bay Decoys-themed jerseys. Costas gives one a ride deep right center, but Ramirez is over in the gap. He runs it down. That's Welk, not Costas. Looked at the wrong name in my book. Now it's Costas. Krause, 25 years old. Played his college ball at Mercyhurst in Mercyhurst, PA. Started his pro career last season, so this is his second professional go-around. Three appearances with St. Lucie, three appearances with Brooklyn so far this year. First pitch high and tight to Costas, 1-0. Just an inning and two-thirds, allowing three runs on five hits for Krause with Brooklyn so far this year. Next pitch to Costas outside, it's 2-0. Overall in the season, in five innings of work, three earned, eight strikeouts, six walks, so very limited action so far for Krause. Pitched in 16 games last year at three different levels. Nine games with St. Lucie, one with Brooklyn, and six games with Double-A Binghamton. Counts 3-0 on Costas, ball four inside. So Costas has reached base safely in all three of his plate appearances. Single, walk, walk. And that puts the go-ahead run at first here in the home seventh for Luis Valdez, the switch-hitting right fielder. Well, the Birds cut down the go-ahead run at the plate in the top of the seventh. DeAndre Smith was on first base with one out. Scott Oda ripped a ball into the right center field gap. Valdez tried to bunt, pulled back, took inside, got all the way to the backstop. And Costas moves up to second on the wild pitch. Judd Fabian cut it off in right center, made a strong throw to the cutoff man, Max Wagner, the second baseman. And then Wagner, a strong throw on one hop to the catcher, Creed Willems, who applied the tag on DeAndre Smith. And that's how the Birds cut down that go-ahead run. So Costas at second with two down. Pitch is over for a strike. It is 1-1 now on Luis Valdez. Cyclones with nine hits in this game, just one run. Birds only three hits with their one run. But one of those three hits was a solo homer from Teeter. Krause steps off. Looks at second. He wants a new baseball. Not sure what was wrong with that one. But he gets a new one at his request. So a wild pitch allowed Costas to move from first to second. See if the Birds can make that pay. 1-1 on Valdez. Swings and fouls one off. It's 1-2. Luis entered tonight's game with a .367 on base percentage in 11 games in June. With a hit earlier tonight, he's 1-for-2. He is now 6-for-12 over his last five. Valdez scored the tying run from third last night on the Willems two-run single to win it. Costas remains at second, 1-2 on Valdez. Krause a couple looks at second, the pitch. Valdez rips one into left field, but a nice sliding grab from De Los Santos. Came on and made the grab, and the inning is over. Took away a hit, potentially a run, and that is how the bottom of the seventh comes to an end. No runs on no hits, no errors. A man left in scoring position for the Birds. A lot of zeros on the board tonight. Neither team has scored since the second. And we go to the top of the eighth, still locked in this 1-1 tie. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our fourth annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronbirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronbirdsBaseball.com.
Top of the eighth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. 8-9-1 for the Cyclones. Eduardo Salazar swung at the first pitch of the top of the eighth, and sent a little dribbler up the third base line. De Leon couldn't really do anything with it, had to just pick it up, put it in his pocket, and it is an infield leadoff single for Eduardo Salazar against Jake Lyons, who's back out for another inning of work. Lyons has allowed four hits in two-plus innings now, but had some help from his defense in that seventh. DeAndre Smith on first with one out. Scott Oda ripped a double into right center. Fabian to Wagner to Willems at the dish, and the Birds cut down the go-ahead run, an 8-4-2 put out. Birds saved a lot of runs defensively last night. Dylan Beavers robbed a two-run home run. Luis Valdez threw out a runner at the plate. Valdez also made a diving grab in left center and extras. Toby Welk made a couple really nice grabs in left to save runs. Runner takes off. Pitch, swing, and a drive to left. That's down in front of Welk. So basically the point of that story is that the Birds saved at least four runs last night with what they did defensively in the outfield. And now tonight, Fabian and Wagner teaming up to throw out the runner at the plate. A couple double plays in the field, a pickoff. Birds getting it done, taking advantage of miscues on the bases from Brooklyn. First and second with no outs for Berbessi. This is Alex Ramirez now after the single from Berbessi. So Salazar at second, Berbessi at first. A little bloop single in front of Welk in left. And now Ramirez, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Only run of the night for Brooklyn. So we've got a pinch runner at second. It's Jalen Palmer in for Salazar. Brooklyn getting some speed out there. That pitch fouled back. It is 1-2. So Palmer into the game for Salazar. We'll see how the Cyclones shuffle things defensively in the next half inning. Birds have been aggressive with what they've done late in games with pinch runners and pinch hitters over the first three games of this series. Now Brooklyn showing some aggressiveness, getting some speed out there. Top of the eighth inning, we're tied at one. Go-ahead run at second. Breaking ball popped up right side of the diamond. Foul ground, playable for Teeter. He makes the grab over there towards that wall past the first base dugout. That is a huge out number one for Jake Lyons. Needed to keep those runners where they were and get an out. Lyons is able to do both on one pitch. Now Kevin Parada, who is 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. 11 hits for Brooklyn tonight, but just one extra base hit. First and second now for Parada. First pitch, fly ball to center. Straight away, Fabian a couple steps in, and he makes the grab. So outs on back-to-back pitches for Lyons as he looks to navigate through this top of the eighth. Ryan Long went the first five, gave up just one run. Long scoreless baseball so far through 2 2/3. First two of the inning reached, but Lyons was able to get the next two batters, pop out and fly out respectively. And now a visit from Birds pitching coach Austin Mining. Great timing because I wanted to talk more about my conversation with Austin that I played on the pregame show today. And one of the things that really stood out to me, and it was a quote from Austin. He said, quote, "Have the courage to be open to failure," end quote. And that is something that this Ironbirds coaching staff, the coaching staff and player development staff in the Orioles organization is preaching to their players right now is, you know, have the courage to fail. You know, it's okay to fail and try something new. And what Miney meant by that is that, you know, they're trying to develop major league pitchers here in Aberdeen. They're not trying to develop high A pitchers. They want these guys to all move up and get to the big leagues and have great careers. And to do that, these guys have to fail. They have to try new things, throwing certain pitches in certain counts. They have to be uncomfortable. And that's what Miney was talking about with that. So the meeting on the mound is over. First pitch from Lyons to Lugo is popped up into shallow right. Wagner's out, but Valdez is in. He calls Wagner off and makes the grab. So after allowing back-to-back singles to open the inning, Lyons gets three straight outs on three straight pitches. And we are through 7.5, still tied at one in Aberdeen. No runs on two hits, no errors. Two men left on. See if the Birds can take the lead in the bottom of the eighth and close it out in the top of the ninth. We'll head to the bottom of inning number eight after these messages. Keep it locked on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Max Wagner leads off the home half of the eighth for the Ironbirds. Tied at one in the home half of the eighth. Birds and Clones in game four of this six-game set. Wagner, Willems, and Fabian, the top three in the Birds order. Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight in Aberdeen. Great crowd on hand for this themed jersey night. Jersey auction after the game. All the proceeds will benefit the Havre de Grace Decoys Museum. Wagner rips one foul down the third baseline. Count goes to 1-2. Cyclones scored their only run in the top of the first. The Birds got their only run in the bottom of the second. Jacob Teeter led off that frame with a home run to right center. Neither team has scored since. A lot of zeros on that scoreboard. Cyclones have 11 hits in the game, but 10 of them singles. They've left a lot of men on base. Birds with just three hits, but we're tied at one. 1-2. Wagner down on a breaking ball from right-hander Michael Krause, who's back out for another inning of work. Here's Creed Willems, who's 0-for-3 with a couple strikeouts and a ground out. Birds and Cyclones have played each other tight all series long. One-run win for Aberdeen on Tuesday, one-run win for Brooklyn on Wednesday, and then another one-run win for Aberdeen last night. I got to stop trying to say that. One-run win, tongue twister. Think of a different way to say it next time. 1-0, swing and a miss. Changeup got Willems, and that's a pitch he's had some trouble with over the last week or so. Ahead of it there. So 1-1 on Creed. Next pitch. Flicks it down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. De Los Santos is over. He can't make the play. It's past him into the corner. Willems around second. A short turn there. He stops there. It's a one-out double for Creed Willems. Rev it up out there, Creed. The go-ahead run now in scoring position with one out in the eighth. So Willems was able to take that baseball down the left field line, a little opposite field shot. De Los Santos was shaded way over in the left center gap. He couldn't get there in time, and then he kind of played it really weird. And that allowed Willems to get to second. So here's Fabian with the go-ahead run at second. Swings at the first pitch and grounds another one to third. William Lugo handles it. And for the fourth time in as many at-bats, Judd Fabian grounds out to third. And there are two outs for Jacob Teeter. Runner stays put. Fabian another early in the count swing. And that brings up Teeter, who drove in himself back in the second. A leadoff homer to right center for his second home run of the season, and he now has homers in two straight series. Before he hits, Manager Chris Newell of the Cyclones is out to the mound to chat with his entire infield. Well, you don't see a lot of managers go out just to talk to their pitcher. Most of the time when you see the manager go out, it's to take the baseball and bring in a new arm. Roberto Mercado, when he goes out to the mound, it's exclusively when he's going to take out a pitcher. Other than that, it's pitching coach Austin Meine. But a few times this series, Chris Newell himself has gone out to the mound instead of pitching coach Victor Ramos. So here's Teeter with Willems at second. We're tied at one, bottom eight. First pitch to Teeter, misses low from Krause. And it is 1-0. Three scoreless innings in relief for Jake Lyons. He will come back out for the ninth. Pitch count pretty low for Jake, just 32 pitches. 1-0 to Teeter, takes a strike. It is 1-1. All zeros since the bottom of the second. Teeter's home run, the last run for either club. Krause looks out at second. 1-1, Teeter pops it up, left center. De Los Santos racing in, he loses his hat, makes the grab. And that ends the inning. Willems doubles to left with one out, but he is stranded there. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and Willems left. So through eight full, we are still tied at one, heading to the top of the ninth after these quick messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the ninth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. It's the Birds 1 and the Cyclones 1, top 9. Jake Lyons back to work. 4-5-6 for the Clones. And Omar De Los Santos almost swung out of his cleats there. Ended up on one knee. Chased a fastball up in the zone. It is 0-1. Lyons with three scoreless so far tonight. De Los Santos shows bunt, pulls back, takes outside, and it is 1-1. The third baseman, De Leon, is way back. So he came racing in. But De Los Santos just pulled back. So 1-1 on Omar. Next pitch, flicked foul. It's 1-2. Lyons is just going right after these hitters, not wasting any time out there on the bump, just getting the baseball and going. Letting the pitch clock run down a little bit here. 1-2. Oh, it hit De Los Santos around the forearm hand area. Lyons did not want to do that, especially with two strikes. But that is a leadoff base runner for Brooklyn here in the top of the ninth. The Birds with two last at-bat wins this series. They've won a game in their last at-bat seven times this year, meaning that they scored to take the lead in their final at-bat of the night, whether that's at home or in the top of an inning, their last at-bat on the road. Seven last at-bat wins, two this series, both walk-off wins, of course. And if they're going to win this one, it'll have to be another last at-bat win. Top nine, leadoff man at first in the form of De Los Santos with Smith in the box. Middle infielders back deep.
First pitch, fastball over for a strike, 0-1. De Leon is a couple steps behind the third base bag depth-wise, close to the line. Ben Cosme straight away at short. Wagner is shaded up towards second. Teeter holding on the runner De Los Santos. So big hole on the right side. 0-1 pitch. That's a strike as well. Bottom of the zone. And Jalen Smith will take his timeout. DeAndre Smith, excuse me. Counts 0-2. One run on 11 hits for Brooklyn. A run on just four hits and an error for Aberdeen. Brooklyn out hitting the Birds by seven, but score is tied. The run column's what matters. 0-2 pitch coming from Lyons with De Los Santos at first. Pitch swinging a foul tip in and out of the glove of Willems. Just got a piece of it. So we'll do another 0-2. Here it is from Lyons. Ground ball out to short. Ben Cosme comes up on it, but he boots it, and everybody's safe. It looked like Freddie was trying to turn that double play before he had the ball in his glove, and the Birds don't get any outs out of it. De Los Santos up to second. Would have been a really tough play to turn two on. His only play might have been at first, but that is an E6. Second error of the night for the Birds, and that brings up Scott Oda with two on and no outs here in the top of the ninth. So Brooklyn with the go-ahead run at second. But for the time being, we're still knotted at one. There's a bunt attempt out to first base in no man's land. Teeter picks it up, a dive to first, and he can't get there in time. It's an infield single for Scott Oda on the bunt. Perfect placement. Now, there was a little air under that. He kind of popped it up, but not high enough that anybody could make a play and not near anybody. Lyons couldn't get over to cover in time, and then Teeter, who had to come off the bag to field it, couldn't get to first in time. So a hit-by-pitch, an error, and a bunt single loads the bases for Brooklyn here in the top of the ninth. Willems and Lyons just talk things over. The infield is in all the way around for the Birds. Outfield still straight away normal depth. Birds looking to cut this run off at the plate. First pitch, foul back into the broadcast booth. And it's up here in the booth. We're all good up here. We're good, we're good. Yeah, we're good. That was a hot shot right up here. And all the equipment is okay. Well, that's why I got the glove up here. I should have had it on there. I probably could have caught that ball. Well, now I got the glove on. Next pitch, fouled back. It's quickly 0-2. So the first foul ball in the broadcast booth this season, and I don't even know where it is because it went behind this big desk that we have up here in the booth. So it's somewhere behind there. I'll have to retrieve that. I'm going to have to get that one and save it. But I got the glove on now. Base is still loaded for Brooklyn. 0-2 pitch coming up. Here it is from Lyons. Swinging a fly ball center field. Here comes Fabian. Gets behind it, makes the grab. Throw goes to the plate. It's offline, and every runner moves up. Well, based on how deep that was, De Los Santos was going to score easily, so the throw probably should have gone to third. And because it did not, both runners move up. And now Roberto Mercado out to the mound. We'll see if he's going to take the baseball from Jake or if he just wants to talk things over. A sack fly from Chase Estep. And a run home for the Cyclones. And now two more in scoring position with one out. And that's it for Jake Lyons. So he is done after 3 1/3. Leaves to a standing ovation. Pitched really well. Was able to get the Birds 10 outs tonight. But he leaves on the hook for the loss. 2-1 Brooklyn, top of the ninth. 2-1 and one out. New pitcher coming in for the Birds. We'll let you know who it is when we come back. Keep it locked right here on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance
to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that IronBirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an IronBirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury IronBirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the IronBirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Dan Hammer's the new pitcher for the Ironbirds. One out and runners at second and third in the top of the ninth. First pitch from Hammer is a fastball that misses high and away to Jalen Palmer, who pinch ran in the eighth and stayed in the ballgame to play first. 2-1 Brooklyn, top nine. A sack fly from Chase Estep brought home the go-ahead run. Infield remains in for the Birds. 1-0, swing and a miss. Well, it's Hammer time here in Aberdeen. And Dan is on for the 13th time this season, 3.46 ERA in 13 innings of work, 22 strikeouts, 16 walks. Roberto Mercado going to his pen to try to get out of this jam. 1-1, fastball high and away, 2-1. Hammer's a strikeout guy. He throws hard. Fastball velo in the low to mid-90s. Roberto Mercado wants a strikeout. He's turning to Hammer to try to get it. 2-1, swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone, 95 on the gun from Hammer. Birds would love to go into the bottom of the ninth, down just one. First three of the inning reached. 2-2 from Hammer. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nasty pitch right there from Hammer. And he gets a huge out number two here in the ninth. Well, Dan trusts that heater in any scenario. And oftentimes with two strikes, he'll stick with that fastball because he can blow it by so many guys. But he went with the off-speed stuff there and got Palmer swinging. So huge out. Two outs, and now the infielders can move back. Here's Cesar Berbessi, the shortstop. Birds down one, looking to keep it that way. First pitch from Hammer, fastball right down the chute. It's 0-1. Hammer throws a four-seam fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. And that slider got him out number two in the ninth. So he's faced one batter. He struck him out. See if he can do that again. 0-1 high. Well, Dan, along with fellow reliever Dylan Hyde, those two were my guests on Episode 5 of All Mic'd Up, which was filmed yesterday, or I should say they will be my guests on Episode 5 of All Mic'd Up, not going to be released until next week. 1-1, swing and a miss, another fastball in at 95. So keep an eye out for that, Episode 5 of All Mic'd Up with Dan Hammer and Dylan Hyde. That was a really fun one to film. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. So that will be released next week. And in the meantime, Hammer will try to get the Birds out of this jam. Second and third, two outs, 1-2, high and away. Well, Hammer might be the hardest throwing pitcher in this Ironbirds bullpen. That one came in at 96. And this is a spot where you turn to your stopper. 2-2, fouled back, up around the booth again. You know, I got to put my glove on. I got to be ready. I got to be ready. I'm ready to go. I got the glove on. You know, too many hot shots coming up to the booth tonight. You know what I'm saying? Still can't find that baseball that came up here. I know where it is. I just can't get to it. It's stuck behind a desk. But I will find it. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hammer ready. The pitch fouled back. And another one's up here. I'm ready. I'm ready, folks. I'm ready up here. These left-handed batters for the Cyclones keeping me honest up here. I'm on my toes. I'm ready to go. I got the glove on. Berbessi giving Hammer a tough battle. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners at second and third. Birds down one, looking to keep it that way. Next pitch from Hammer, fouled back, and we'll do it again. At this point, we're just wasting baseballs. I mean, that's not that one went out of the ballpark, so it's not even like a fan's going to grab that. We're just wasting them at this point. See what Dan comes with here. It's been a steady diet of fastballs to Berbessi so far. 2-2 again. Pitch, breaking ball, called strike three. It catches the top of the zone. The Birds are fired up. Hammer gets the job done, faces two batters, strikes them both out, and we'll head to the bottom of the ninth. Birds need to do some work with the bats. Down one, it's a 2-1 Brooklyn lead. But the Birds are fired up after Hammer Time gets the job done. Bottom nine coming up after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the ninth in Aberdeen, 2-1 Brooklyn, as the Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys tonight look to at least tie it, but hoping to walk it off. First pitch from Michael Krause is a breaking ball into Frederick Benkosme. Counts 0-1 on Freddie. Benkosme, De Leon, and Welk, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters in the Ironbirds lineup. Swing and a miss there, it's 0-2. Krause came in the top of the seventh. He's worked two scoreless frames so far. He's allowed just two base runners, a walk and a double, that's it. Four hits for the Birds tonight, a Teeter solo homer, singles from Costas and Valdez, and a Willems double. 0-2, Benny chops it out to second. A tough play, and Smith bobbled it, and Benkosme is safe. Smith, the second baseman, lost the handle on it. It was a tough play. Slow chopper had to come up on it. But Smith couldn't get it out of his glove. He would have been able to get Benkosme had he gotten the ball out of his glove cleanly, but couldn't do it. And the Birds have their leadoff man on here in the ninth on an error by the second baseman, Smith. So the tying run is on first. The winning run's at the plate in the form of Isaac De Leon. Shows bunt, pops it up behind home plate, and Kevin Parada makes the grab on a slide. Well, not what De Leon wanted to do there. Birds were trying to push that tying run into scoring position, but De Leon popped up the bunt, and Parada reacted quickly and made the play behind home. So here's Toby Welk, and actually it's not Toby Welk. Jackson Holiday enters as a pinch hitter for Welk, representing the winning run. So Holiday gets a big ovation from the home crowd here in Aberdeen. A lot of people in attendance here to see him. Jackson was not in the starting lineup, but he's in there now representing the winning run with one out in the ninth. First pitch to Jackson, slider over, and it is 0-1. Big spot for Jackson, who's hitting .318 with a .980 OPS on the year. Krause looks at first, Ben Cosme with a short lead. The 0-1 to Holiday in the dirt, and the count is 2-1. Holiday's 9-for-36 on his current 10-game on-base streak. With a homer and four RBIs, he's also walked 12 times and struck out just six times in that 10-game stretch. 1-1 pitch, outside corner, breaking ball caught it there. And we've seen a lot of pitchers nibble around that outside corner with backdoor sliders, backdoor curves against Jackson. Counts 1-2. Birds down 2-1, one out, bottom nine. Next pitch, Holiday just got a piece of it to stay alive. Well, Holiday often rocks these neon orange cleats. Got some almost like a pinkish orange, but they're pretty sweet, and they go really well with these decoys uniforms that the Birds are wearing tonight. Holiday back in the box. The count is 1-2. Next pitch, breaking ball low. Good take from Jackson, and the count is even at 2-2. The suspense and drama build here in Aberdeen. 2-2 outside. Good take from Holiday. Now the count is full. I wonder if the Birds will put Ben Cosme in motion here. Now, you don't want to lose the game on a strike him out, throw him out double play or a line drive double play, but, you know, hey, why not shake things up, start the runner? 3-2 pitch coming up, and Ben Cosme almost got himself picked off. He was leaning, but he's back in at first. Well, maybe now after that they're just going to want to keep him put. Every pitch the rest of the way will be the biggest pitch of the night. 3-2, Jackson sends one up the middle. Nice stop by Krause, but the second baseman is off the bag. Well, actually, that's the shortstop, Berbessi, and everybody's safe. Well, Holiday hit that ball hard up the middle. It looked like it was ticketed for center field, but the pitcher, Krause, just put his glove down there and was able to field it. Threw to second, but he threw wide to the third base side of that second base bag. Berbessi, the shortstop covering, he caught the ball, but he was off the bag. And Jackson safe at first. So two errors here in the ninth. And the Birds have the tying and winning runs on base. So now with the Cyclones meeting on the mound, Roberto Mercado will talk things over with Ben Cosme and Holiday over by third. So Holiday reaches on the E1, Ben Cosme to second. And now Chris Newell out to the mound to chat with Krause and the Cyclones. Maxwell Costas will have a chance to tie things up or even win it. This is by far Krause's longest outing of the season. He's through 2 1/3 right now. Entering tonight, he had not gone past 1 1/3, and he had only done that twice. So he is getting stretched out. He last pitched on June 9th, where he gave up 3 runs on 3 hits and didn't record an out. Tonight he's been better, but the Birds have him on the ropes. First pitch to Costas, checks his swing, appeal, no swing, says base umpire Trey Jester. Birds playing some really good baseball here towards the end of the first half of the season. See if they can walk it off for the third time this series. Ben Cosme at second, Holiday at first. The 1-0 to Costas, outside, ball two. Jace Beck was the pitcher on the mound when the Birds walked off games 1 and 3 of this series. The loss went to Beck last night. It was his inning from the start in the 10th, but the loss in game one went to Manny Rodriguez. Beck entered later.
The last three times that Beck has been on the mound for the Cyclones, the other teams walked it off. That's what the Birds did against him in each of the first two wins of this series. And now a chance to walk it off against Michael Krause. Cyclones got one in the top of the ninth on an Oda sack fly. 2-0. That one inside. It's 3-0 on Costa, or Costas, excuse me. There's actually a Chase Estep sack fly in the ninth. Birds' only run of the night came on the Teeter solo homer in the second. 3-0 to Costas. Big cut there on 3-0. Almost lost his helmet. It's 3-1. I like that 3-0 cut right there. Knew he was going to get a pitch to hit. First and second, 3-1 to Costas. Fouls another one back. That was a fastball on the inner half. Or breaking ball in the inner half, excuse me. Count full. Ben Cosme at second, Holiday at first. They both reached on errors by the second baseman Smith and the pitcher Krause, respectively. Krause set, 3-2. Breaking ball outside, ball four. Bases loaded, one out for Dylan Beavers, who has a bat. He will hit for Luis Valdez here in the bottom of the ninth. So Ben Cosme to third, Holiday to second, and Costas, who has reached base safely in all four of his plate appearances, is now at first. A single and three walks for Maxwell. And before Beavers gets a chance to hit, Chris Newell, the Brooklyn manager, takes the ball from Michael Krause. So Krause exits after 2 2/3. He's not allowed a run yet, but he's responsible for all three on base. And there is only one out in the bottom of the ninth. 2-1 Cyclones. But we've got a good one here in Aberdeen. Winning run is at second. Tying run is at third. Take a quick break. Let you know who the new pitcher is when we come back. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now. Save over 25% and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Don't miss out on the best place to watch fireworks in all of Harford County. On Monday, July 3rd, visit our 4th annual Red, White, and Boom Independence Day Festival. Activities will include cornhole, axe throwing, a kid zone, and playing catch on the field like the Ironbirds, plus concessions, beer, and more. Tickets start at $10 for a limited time, but prices will increase before the day of the event. So don't wait. Get your tickets now and enjoy the show. Fireworks start at 9:30, but there is so much more to do before that. Visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information or call 410-297-9292 and ask about Red, White, and Boom. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Michael Marcantonini back with you. Bottom of the ninth inning, one out, bases loaded for the Birds, down one. 2-1 Brooklyn lead, right-hander Manny Rodriguez takes over for Krause. Dylan Beavers in the box, takes a first pitch fastball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Ben Cosme at third, he reached on an error. Holiday at second, the pinch hitter, he reached on an error. Costas at first after a walk. Beavers pinch hitting for Luis Valdez. Corners up, middle infielder's back. 0-1 to Beavers, takes low, and the count is 1-1. Roberto Mercado seems to always pick the right spot to bring in a pinch runner or a pinch hitter. He brought Holiday in to pinch hit for Welk. Holiday reached. And now Beavers to hit for Valdez. 1-1 to Dylan. Sends it foul down the left field line, out of play, onto the concourse. Great crowd on hand tonight
for game four of this six-game set. Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys on a Friday night in the Dean. And whoever's tuned in picked a good night to catch a Birds game. Of course, we've got our regular listeners and viewers, but if you haven't tuned in a while, you picked a good one to watch or listen to. 1-2 pitch to Beaver, swings and sends one to left center field. That's down. Ben Cosme is in. Here comes Holiday. It's a walk-off two-run single for Dylan Beavers, and the Birds walk it off for the third time this series. He's mobbed and gets a Gatorade shower out in shallow right. He is fired up. I am fired up. And the Birds put another one in the win column. Dylan Beavers comes off the bench and plates two with a walk-off single. Ben Cosme in from third, Holiday in from second. They both reached on errors in the inning. And the Birds come from behind once again. They've won three games this series against the Cyclones. They entered the last half inning down one in all three of those games. And they scored two in all three of those games to walk it off. The Birds entered this series with just one walk-off win on the season. They now have four with three walk-off wins over the last 4 days. Dylan Beavers was fired up after he sent that ball into left center. Now Roberto Mercado talking to Dylan. And I got to imagine Roberto's just telling him like how proud he is and how awesome that was. I mean, that was awesome. And it is so awesome to see the emotion from Dylan and to see him do that in front of such a big crowd here on a Friday night in Aberdeen. He's one of the hottest hitters, not only in this lineup, but in this league right now. And he just delivered one of the biggest hits of his career. For the second straight night, an Iron Bird delivers a walk-off two-run single. Creed Willems last night, Dylan Beavers tonight. And the Birds move to two games over 500 for the first time since they were 2-0 after the second game of the season on April 8th earlier this year. Well, that was a fun one. As always, I had fun bringing you guys the action on the broadcast, but of course, it's so much more fun when the Iron Birds win it, and even more fun when the Iron Birds win it in walk-off fashion. Manny Rodriguez threw four pitches and didn't waste any time. Dylan Beavers didn't waste any time delivering that walk-off single. So the Birds win it. We'll get you some final totals in this one. With the win, the Birds improved to 31-29. The Cyclones dropped to 25-35. Final totals, three runs on six hits, two errors for the Birds playing as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys, two runs on 12 hits, and two errors for the Cyclones. The win goes to Dan Hammer. He moves to 2-2 on the season. The loss to Michael Krause. He is 0-2. No saved. Game was played in 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of 4,049 fans here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, a third straight walk-off win for the Birds. A team effort once again. Ryan Long, 5 innings of 1-run ball in the start. Jake Lyons gave up just 1 run in 3 1/3. Dan Hammer came out of the bullpen with runners at 2nd and 3rd and 1 out. Birds down 1 in the top of the 9th. He faced 2 batters. He struck them both out. And he earns the win for his efforts in relief. And then how about what the Birds did? Jacob Teeter, a leadoff homer in the 2nd. The Birds didn't score again until the 2 runs in the bottom of the 9th. Frederick Ben Cosme and Jackson Holiday both reached on errors to open the inning. And Dylan Beavers, after a Maxwell Costas walk, Beavers pinch hitting for Luis Valdez. Beavers brought them both home with the walk-off two-run single in his only AB of the night. It was a fun one tonight in Aberdeen. The Cyclones out-hit the Birds, or the Decoys, 12-6. But the Birds edge them out in the run column. That's what matters. 3-2 walk-off win for the Birds. That one was a lot of fun. We'll do it again. Hopefully we'll do it again tomorrow. First pitch coming up at 7:05 here in Game 5 of this six-game series between the Birds and the Cyclones. Well, tonight was MILB TV's free game of the night here in Aberdeen, and
It was a really good one. So for all the people that tuned in because of that, I thank you for tuning in. You picked a great one to watch and listen to, and this one was a lot of fun. Birds win it 3-2 in walk-off fashion. I'm back on air at 6:40 tomorrow for the air show, then first pitch coming up at 7:05. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for flying with me, as always. Back at it tomorrow. Talk to y'all then.